That time of the year again. Tisha B'Av. Okay, let me put everyone on mute. All right. Okay, this year Tisha B'Av is Wednesday evening. Wednesday evening, we begin, of course, just a little halacha, is that you're supposed to have a Sudas HaMafsekes. Before the fast begins, your person is supposed to have a Sudas HaMafsekes, and you're not supposed to eat more than one cooked dish. And what is the minig? The minig is supposed to eat an egg. An egg is the one cooked dish with a little bread. Some people, they have ash, they make ash and they dip their bread in ash. They sit on the floor and they do not eat with other people, to be alone. Badad yeshev. It's like as if you want to be alone more, right? After a whole year of being, after a couple of months of and being quarantined, being all alone, you would imagine you had enough of being alone. And yet the Suda Mafsekes really is a very disturbing Suda this year. Think about it. After being quarantined and isolated, you have to go into further isolation. At least when we've been isolated this year, we've been together with our family, more or less. Most people, at least they had the fortune to be with their family. Now, when a person eats the Suda Mafsekes, you're not even with your family. Every person is supposed to eat alone, to reflect, to think. And egg is one tafshil, which the minig is to an egg, a hard-boiled egg, ash, bread, water, a kazayis, and the bench. And this is called this meal is called in halacha the su'uda of Tisha B'Av, which means to say that really, Tisha B'Av, we should eat a meal. We discussed this in the shir on Siddur. We had a shir on Siddur on Thursday. We learned about the brach of Nachin. And we discussed then that on Tisha B'Av is a very unique day in where we combine, we synthesize two very, very different principles. The principle of Atainis Sibur, and the principle, the concept of Avelus. An Ovel is allowed to eat. You've never gone to a base Ovel and the Avelim are fasting. There's no such thing. Where the person is an Oinein, whether he's an Ovel, Shleishim, there is no such thing in Avelus as a prohibition or an Inyan not to eat. An Ovel is allowed, encouraged to eat. There are different halachas if you can eat meat, wine, but he's allowed to eat. There's no question about it. Yet on Tisha B'Av, we're in Avelus. The main thrust and focus of Tisha B'Av is the Avelus of Klal Yisrael, Chor Beis HaMikdash, and yet we don't eat. Where does that come from? How could that possibly be? That's an entirely different dimension of Tisha B'Av. The Tisha B'Av is a tzara, a yom tzoim. It's a fast day to do teshuvah. It's like Yom Kippur. It's like the other taniyos. It's a day of fasting. So we combine the two together. It's a very difficult avodah. It's extremely challenging. All the days of the year, Tisha B'Av is by far the most challenging day of the year. Much, much more so than Yom HaKippurim. Because Yom HaKippurim is one thing. It's a day of tefillah. It's a yom tzoim, period. That's it. There is no Avelus on Yom HaKippurim. It's one theme, the theme of Tzoyim. It's the Tzoyim, they have Din, period. That's it, it's one theme. Tisha B'Av is mind-boggling. You're really challenging a person on Tisha B'Av because you have the entire element of Tzoyim. We're going to lay in Vayichal. We're fasting. And with the tefillos, our tefillos that relate to slicha, chapara, and then there's a whole new world, avelus. Each one by itself can really take up the whole day. Could take up a whole can occupy your mind. To combine them together in one day, this is a major ordeal. A major ordeal to put these two together. Now, because the two go together, you have over here some very funny things, not funny things, but very, very interesting things which result out of the contradiction between the two. And that is the Suda HaMafsekes. The Suda HaMafsekes is called in Chazal the Su'udas Tisha B'Av, which means, Chazal is saying, Tisha B'Av is not a day of Tzayim. Tisha B'Av, you know, there are two schools here. There's a major war going on here on Tisha B'Av. There is the dimension of Tisha B'Av. Today is a day of Avelos. Just Avelos. And if it was up to us, they call Team A and Team B. Team A says Tisha B'Av is a day of Avelos. So let's now paint a picture of what Tisha B'Av should really be according to Team A. When an Avel comes back from the Beis HaKvaros, he served a Sudas Havra, which means you give him eggs. And the halach is you're not allowed to eat your own food. Not allowed to. These are more minhagim, but this, someone else is supposed to feed you. And there are certain foods they give you. The common thing, they give you eggs. And today they get bagels, whatever. They get bread and eggs. And the Avel sits on the floor and he eats this. And there's a special nusach, a special Birchas HaMazon, in the Nusach of Birchas HaMazon that is said. For some reason today, it's not commonly said. I once found out the reason why. I found out a very good reason why today people do not say it. But in the Gemara records a Nusach that is supposed to be said when one recites the Birchas HaMazon when he comes back from the cemetery. And by extension, some hold that this Nusach of Birchas HaMazon should be said the entire Shiva. And you eat the meal sitting down, someone else serves you this food, and then Me'ikar Hadin, they would serve wine. They would serve 10 cups of wine. Now that was abolished long, long ago because people got drunk, but there was such a principle, Tnu Yayin, to Sheikha, I don't remember, and they never can remember this past, Tnu Yayin Lo'oveit, Sheikha Lo'mori Nefesh, the other way around. You're supposed to give wine or intoxicating beverage to people who are bitter. There's a Suda. That's part of the process of Avelos. There is a special type of meal with special halachos that are observed. So Team A is very disturbed why we're not having that su'uda. Very disturbed. Because Team A says Tisha B'Av is a day of Avelos. And Avelos, you sit on the floor, you eat certain types of foods, and you don't eat certain types of foods. And there's a way to eat it. That's essential to the din of Avelos, the way the Su'udah. There's a nusach, in fact, of what you're supposed to recite in the benching. Along comes Team B, and they say, no. Tisha B'Av is not Avelos. Tisha B'Av is a day of Tzoyim. It's like Yom Kippur. It's a day to fast, to reflect. The Beis HaMikdash is no longer Avelos. Avelos Yeshana. It's old news. The Gemara says, you don't have to fast. This is a long, old story already. 2,000 years ago, this is, you don't have to fast Avelos for something that happened 2,000 years ago. Come on. Ridiculous to go fast. What is Tisha B'Av? Listen, there's no Beis HaMikdash. We got to do Teshuvah. So we should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Who told you to sit Avelos? Avelos Yeshana. It's not for the Yochid, the Gemara says. It's not Avelos Yeshana. And it's Avelos Drabim of the Tzibur. The Tzibur? Avelos we only find by a Yechidim. Since when do we have Avelos by a Tzibur? What's going on here? Who asked you to fast? So who won? Who won? They both won. And what the result it is, Team A, Team B, a day that's very overwhelming. But we have to make concessions. It's politics. There's a lot of politics going on here between Team A and Team B in order to satisfy, everyone should be satisfied. Team A that wants Avelos and wants its Su'uda, so we say, you know what, we can't give you the Su'uda on the day, but what we'll do is, we'll give the Su'uda the day before, Erev Tisha B'Av. we're going to have a special Su'udas Tisha B'Av, Erev Tisha B'Av, in order to satisfy Team A. Now, Team B, what about Team B? How do we satisfy, what is Team B's complaint? Team B's complaint, okay, that's not for now, that's another whole topic. I don't remember, I have to work on that. Because when the Avelus takes away from the Tzfilah, the Avelus takes away from Tachman, right, that's the point. The Avelus, because we make the day into Avelus, when there is Avelus, the essence of Avelus is Sosam Tefilasi. We say this in Eicha. The spitz of Avelus, when a person is in mourning, it's as if Hashem is saying to him, I don't want to hear you pray. Don't talk to me. And that's the main reason why we do not say Tachanun on Tisha B'Av, even though all of the inspirational speakers will tell you it's because it says the Koro Alai Moed, it's a festival. It's not really a festival. It's because it's Sosam Tefilasi, it's a Pasuk in Eicha, Hashem has shut down my prayers. Now that's a very big problem. Because if we're not going to pray, then that goes up against the grain. If you're going to say Sosam Tefilasi because we're going to give it focus, Avelus, if Avelus becomes the theme of the day, which demands that we do not pray to Hashem, Team B is very disturbed. Because Team B wants prayer. It's a day of Tzoim. And a day, the definition of Tzoim, the definition of Tzoim is to pray. And the prayer means to daven is to say tachlon, to say avinu malkeinu, is to wear tefillin. Tefillin represent the koyach of tefillah. The word tefillin, there's the lashon yochid of tefillin is tefillah. And all that is out the window because Avelus won. So how do we make it up? How do we make up tefillah to the Yom Tzayim? Kinois is the concession. The concession is we're not just going to sit. Avelim, don't say kinois. You ever see Avelim say kinois? They don't say kinois. They said shiva. There's no nusach. Chazal didn't make a nusach. There's no encouragement to write that a person should write kinois and describe his tsar when he's sitting shiva. No such thing. But we have to give a concession to Team B. What's the concession? Kinois. The elegies. This is not slichos. There's no slichos. Tisha B'Av. On a day of tefillah, you should say slichos. There's not one slicha for Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, nothing. No tachnun, no avinu malkeinu, no tefillin in the morning, no slichos. Some say don't say korbanos even. Everything that should be, that is migeder, the yoim tzoyim, which demands tefillah, gone. So Team B is going out of its mind. What did you do to me? Concession. Concession is we're going to say kinois. Kinois is going to be a form of prayer. A form of prayer that is appropriate on during the days of Avelus. Okay, so this, I believe, is a very important yisoid we just laid out here to appreciate the uniqueness of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the most powerful day of the year. It's more powerful than the Yom Kippur. For one very simple reason. Yom Kippur, there's only one theme. Simple. People can't be overburdened. You can't overload a person. How much can you overload a machine? So kol shekin, you gotta be delicate with us humans. Yom Kippur is only tefillah. Every day you focus on what the inyan shel yom. Tisha B'Av. Team A, Team B. Team A says it's only gonna be Avelus. Team B says no, Avelus. Get over it. Happened 2,000 years ago. It's not a time to be misabel. It's time to do teshuvah, to bring Mashiach. Enough of Avelus. And the Gemara says, you're right. The Gemara says, Avelus Yeshana. It's old. It's halachic nafkaminas. It's old news. The Gemara says it's not avelus. Avelus the rabbin. Avelus is for the yochid. For the rabbin. The Gemara says what kind of avel? The Gemara acknowledges this is not a time to be misabel. But team A is not going away. Team no. We want a day of avelus. Team B says we want a day of tefillah. The two don't go together. They don't. They're contradictory. How are you going to bring the two together? We have to make concessions. To be mefayes, the avelus, part of the rules of avelus is a suda avelus. We have a suda samafsekes. This is the suda of Tisha B'Av. If Tisha B'Av would fall out, it's a lot of Shmak HaTorah falls out on Mitzvah Shabbos, or whenever we observe Tisha B'Av on Sunday, whether it's Mamish, that's the day, that's the calendar day, or whether it's a Nidcha, then the Sholosh Su'udos is not just Tam Sholosh Su'udos. It's the Su'uda of Tisha B'Av, but this Su'uda of Tisha B'Av is Kisu'udos Shloimai B'Shaidai. It's not just Tam. Oh, you're allowed to go have a Sholosh Su'udos. And the Sholosh Su'udos is Kisu'udos, whatever you want. You can have ice cream, and you can have whatever you want, you name it. Kesuda Shloime B'Shaitai. No, the Malav Malka is also a Sudas Tisha B'Av. It's just that this Sudas Tisha B'Av is very elaborate because it's Shabbos. This year, unfortunately, it's not Shabbos. So the Sudas Tisha B'Av is an egg and a piece of bread, and you sit on the floor and you stay away from everyone else. Social distancing. This is the real social distancing. Chazal were way ahead of the game. They knew about social distancing 2,000 years ago. And where did they institute social distancing? 6 feet apart? Suda samafsekis. Alone. Don't breathe on your family member. Don't sit near him. If you breathe on him, you're going to have to make a mezumin. No mezumin. Social distancing. This is where it all started. Okay, social distancing. Hashem is reminding us over here with Corona that this is the Suda Samafsekes before Mashiach comes. That's the silver lining in Corona. It's been 4 months of a Suda Hamafsekes of social distancing. And what comes after the Suda Mafsekes? Tisha B'Av. Leidas Mashiach. Mashiach is born. Mashiach is here. So this whole era is leading us into Yemos HaMashiach. That's the concession we make to the Avelos. What's the concession we make to Tefillah? The concession is Kinois, a unique form of prayer. Because Avelus does not tolerate prayer. No Tachnun, no Avina Malkenu, no Tefillin. All the trimmings, the bells and whistles that go along with Tzoyim gone. We have to pacify Team B with Kinos. Okay, that's our Hagdama to Kinos. So what do? We have our Suda Mafsekes, then we bench. And then the fast begins. When does the fast begin? Sunset. Not a minute before. You don't have to have 18 minutes. It's not Shabbos here. You don't have to wait. Start at 8. There's no Tosfos Yom Kippur. No such thing. No such thing as Tosfos Tisha B'Av. You don't have to start 18 minutes in advance. And you don't light candles? Even though it's called a Moed, there's no light. Why not? I'm surprised. How come no one says you should light candles? You say it's a Moed. You should light candles. No lighting candles. There's no waiting 18 minutes. The fast begins the moment the sun sets to the second. At that moment in time this year, since it's not Shabbos, all of the restrictions begin. No eating, no drinking, sitting on the floor. Obviously, everyone should make sure to take care of your health. If you can't sit on the floor, then don't. Be very careful. It can be very straining. Very straining. Don't play games. Sitting on the floor is a very minor minug. Some hold you only have to sit on the floor in shul, it's not even in the house. So don't, it can be very straining to sit on the floor sometimes, so be very careful. But those that are able to do so, it begins, all the restrictions begin with the sunset. Ma'ariv, so whenever the shul wants, they can daven ma'ariv right away if you want. Many shuls, they for whatever reason, they want to say Kriya Shema Bizman. Every shul has their own minhagim when they start ma'ariv, and we daven the minhag is in the shul to make.
What about medicine, Rabbi?
Whatever the doctor says, whatever the doctor says, you don't need a rabbi for that. Tisha B'Av is not a deraisa. There's only one day that's chomur, and that's Yom HaKippurim. Tisha B'Av is not a deraisa. You could be lenient. You can be lenient. You should be lenient. If the doctor says take medicine, you take medicine.
No voice. No, you're muted, Rabbi.
Can you hear
you're
me?
Muted.
I'm not. Mr. Rapport, do you hear me? Do you hear me, Mr. Rapport?
I hear him on the phone.
Can't hear you.
Mr. Rapport, do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Relays, do you hear me?
I hear you.
Is it clear? Is it clear? Is it clear?
But the phone is working.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, Mr. Neumann, it seems that most people can hear me. Maybe.
Okay.
Try to log off and log on again. Okay, try that.
Try that.
That sometimes happens. Is there anyone, Mr. Fried? Can you hear me, Mr. Fried? Ezra Fried.
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, so Mr. Neumann, try to log off and log back on. Sometimes that solves the problem. Okay, let's continue. So then we begin. The fast begins. The fast begins with sunset. Medicines, whatever your doctor says. If you have to take food with the medicine, you do whatever you need to do. Whatever you need to do to maintain your health, that's u'shmartim me'oid l'nafshei sechem is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So whatever the doctor says to do. Simple. It's very posh. There's nothing to talk about. It's going to be very hot. Make sure you drink a lot. Those who are fasting, at least even part of the day, you should drink a lot in advance, not to get dehydrated. Okay, the minig is that in shul, the lights are dimmed. The paroiches is removed. Some shuls, they don't remove. They just push to the side. And we come to shul, people sit on now here, we discuss every year, what does it mean to sit on the ground? There are many different opinions. Some opinions say that you have to sit less than 3 tefachim off the ground. What are 3 tefachim? Something like 10 inches, less than 10 inches. So I actually see people coming with tape measures and measure the ground with their pillows and their chairs. Okay, fine, that's a minhag. Other people, other opinions hold there's no such thing. All you have to do is sit lower than you ordinarily do the whole year. There's no halacha that you have to sit on the ground. And it has to be leveled to the ground within 3 tefachim. The minig is a minig. The minig is to sit lower than you ordinarily sit, which means you don't need a tape measure. As long as the type of chair or the type of place that you're sitting down on is not typical of what you do the whole year round, and some shuls have like a windowsill. I remember one particular shul I went to, they had like a low windowsill, very low. They had the steam, the radiator there. So some people would sit there and say, no, you can't sit there because it's 12 inches off the ground. So it's not leveled with the karka. Okay. There are different opinions. Some hold that's not the goal. The goal is just to sit in a lower position than you would ordinarily sit to show an expression of avelus. Obviously,
how
if you draw...
How about Sfardim that when they sit Shiva all year, they sit on the ground or on pillows?
Okay, those are minhagim. Not only Sfardim, there are many people who do that. They sit on the ground. That's a minhag. They're different minhagim. But what is the Iker Hadin? There are...
On a higher chair than all year by avelus, or they have to sit on pillows on the ground, not
the
shabbat.
I don't know what the meaning of the Sfardim are. Among the Ashkenazim, there are two schools of thought. One school of thought is that you should sit lower than 3 tefachim, and another school of thought is there's no such din of 3 tefachim. There is a halacha to sit lower. It's not to sit in the usual way, to sit in the lower position as an expression of avelus. Okay, wearing shoes, obviously not to wear leather shoes today. It's very tricky. Most sneakers that you think do not have leather do have leather. So you have to be very careful that, especially for Yom Kippur, that it should not have leather in the shoe at all. Cracks, 95% of the population holds cracks as good. Some hold cracks as no good. Some hold cracks is a product. I forgot the details of why cracks. There are people that are machmir on cracks, not to wear cracks. I don't remember anymore. It's oil. It comes from oil, which comes from an animal derivative. Something like that, some strange thing. 95% of the Orthodox Jewish population has no problem wearing cracks on Tisha B'Av. But there will be people that will look at you, cracks? How can you wear cracks? Don't you know? No, I don't know. In any event, whatever it is. Now, let's go further. Let's come to Shul Dav Maariv. Maariv begins with V'hu Rachum. We begin with a regular V'hu Rachum. Dav a regular Maariv. No difference in the Maariv this year. A regular Maariv. Regular Shemona Esrei. You do not say in Shemona Esrei Aneinu. You do not say Nachem, even though there are opinions that hold. You should say Nachem Maariv. We don't follow that. That's not our custom. We do not say Nachem at Maariv. We only say Nachem by Mincha, Nachem. Regular Shemona Esrei. Now, after you finish, now here it gets a little bit tricky. After you finish the Shemona Esrei, we recite a regular Kaddish with Tiskabel. Here is where it gets very, very tricky. When the Shliach Tzibur finishes, when we finish Shmona Esrei, regular. Yiskadal v'yiskadash Shmei Rabba, like a regular night, and you say the complete Kaddish with Tiskabel, Tzilei Sehoin, Uvo, Usehoin, which means, may you, Hashem, accept our prayers. Now, this is fascinating, because Tisha B'Av, this is really an amazing thing. This requires a lot of study. Tisha B'Av is a day of no prayer. Sosam tefilasi. Hashem has shut down, the Pasuk in Eicha. Hashem has said to Klal, I don't want to hear you daven to me. Go away. The gates of heaven are closed. Sosam tefilasi. And that is why we do not wear tefillin, because tefillin is an object of prayer. Tefillah shel yad, tefillah shel yosh. The Beis HaMikdash is, you know, was kibesi, beis tefillah l'chol ha'amim. And we don't say vina malkeinu, and we don't say tachin, because tachin represents the climax of tefillah. And we do not say Tiskabel Tziloy Sehoin when davening is over. May you, Hashem, accept our prayer. Now, if that's the case, Shachris, tomorrow morning, wouldn't you say that Maariv, the night before, which is even more intense than Shachris, because Maariv is when it all began, when the Amraglim came back on day 8 and said, And when they came back on day 8 and they said that Eretz Yisrael is not for us, we reject your gift, Hashem. Vayivku ha'am balayla ha'hu. It was the bechiya shel chinam. Hashem said, you want to cry? I'll give you what to cry about. The night of Tisha B'Av is the most intense moment of Tisha B'Av, by far, all accounts. And what is so amazing is that, yeah, when we daven Maariv, business as usual. Business as usual. Tiskabel, a regular Shmona Esrei. No Nachem, no Aneinu, no mention that it's even Tisha B'Av. V'hu Rachum yichaper ovon v'lo yashchis. And then you finish the Shmona Esrei, oblivious that it's Tisha B'Av. Ribbono shel Olam, Tiskabel tzilei sehoin uva usehoin d'chol Beis Yisrael. This is amazing. How we have the chutzpah, incredible chutzpah, on Tisha B'Av itself, in the most intense moment of Tisha B'Av, to say to Hashem, Tiskabel tzuloy sohoin, be'ikvasod de meshicha chutzpah yaske al ma nemar, al ze nemar. That we can say to Hashem, this is where Judaism, you know, Israelis, they're really tough, you know, they really, this takes the cake. There's no greater statement in the entire liturgy in Yadus of saying to the Ribbono shel Olam, okay, we've been bad boys, we're troublemakers, you've thrown us out of the yeshiva, you called our parents, you gave us a frask, you called our parents, you threw us out of yeshiva, and the next day, who's on the bus? Who walks off the bus? Business as usual. Mamish. It's
no, maybe because we are considered bonim lamokam. That's what a child does to it.
Exactly. This tiskabel is the most amazing tiskabel of the entire year. It's where we basically say to Hashem, so what? Like, we're still part of the team. Ribbono shel Olam, there's nothing you can do to us that will separate us from you. You can give us a frask, you can destroy the Beis HaMikdash, you can throw us out of the land, and you can say to us, you're goners, and we will still come back to you, Hashem, and say, we're your children, and we ain't going nowhere. It's unbelievable. That's how you start off Tisha B'Av, with the ultimate chutzpah. Be'ikvaso de Meshicho chutz be'yaske al ma'nemar, this tiskabel. It's unreal. If you do all the math and everything that's going on over here on Tisha B'Av, it is absolutely off the charts, mind-boggling that you can say these words here after you finish your Shemona Esrei. Daven a regular Shemona Esrei, like nothing happened. And then we have to be responsible. Ribbono shel Olam, we first want to let you know we ain't going nowhere. We're your children. You just can't just get rid of us, no matter what we did. Now, we have to also be responsible and acknowledge the insult and acknowledge your fury and the avla, the chatorim that we've done that is beyond belief. We're going to be responsible. And now, we're going to get down on the floor and we're going to say Eicha. And we're going to really have a Tisha B'Av. We're going to say Eicha. And when we finish Eicha, we're going to finish Eicha. We're going to say the whole Eicha. And we're going to say Kinois. And after, we come to the Kinois in a few moments. And after the Kinois, what are we going to do? The Ato Kodosh Yoshev Tilois Yisrael V'Korah Zel Zev Yomar. We have to discuss why we say that in a moment. And then we're going to say Kaddish again. And now we're not going to say Tiskabo. Now we're going to acknowledge, we've begun the acknowledgement that we are in trouble. And now we're going to say Kaddish a second time after we finish the Kinois. And after we finish, we say Eicha, and we say Kinois. And then we say the Atah Kodesh Yeshev Tilos Yishol V'Korah Zel Zev Yomar. And then we say, Nochamol Yiskadal V'Yiskadash Mei Rabba. The Shliach Tzibur says this. And here he omits Tiskabel. The omission of Tiskabel after Eichan Kinois is an acknowledgement. We are in a lot of trouble. We have been thrown out of the yeshiva.
Rabbi, I spoke to some Sfardim on my block. They say Eicha before Maariv. They say Eicha without the, quietly by themselves, without a person leading, and then they daven Maariv.
And then they say it again together. Very interesting. Okay, very interesting.
Right.
Beautiful.
Right.
Gets them in the frame of mind. It's a different type of Maariv. It's very appropriate.
The Tiskabel
is the same. Tiskabel is the same. That can't be. Tiskabel, that's universal. The Nusach HaTfilah is universal. They definitely say saying it by themselves in advance. That's not a din of the tzibur. That's just a preparation. Everyone should prepare in advance for Tisha B'Av. That's more of a hachona. It's a hachona for Tisha B'Av. People say you did nefesh Friday night before the Kabbal Shabbos. They say you did nefesh. It's just a way of getting into the spirit of the day. Okay, but after we finish Eicha, we say Tiskabel again, and we leave out. We omit Tiskabel because basically Eicha is the beginning of Tisha B'Av, and once we begin Tisha B'Av, we now acknowledge we're in a lot of trouble. and we're in a very desperate state. Sosam tefilasi, Hashem does not want to hear our prayers. And now the tiskabel, now the kinos, now we do not say tiskabel after this kaddish. Then aleinu, after aleinu this kaddish yosim, and that's it. You go home. You go home, or whatever you do, you say tinkhatsois, whatever all the secret kabbalists here, what they do at night. I only can imagine what Mayor Appeldorf does Tisha B'Av night. All the Kabbalah yonim that's going on there. But at night, that concludes the Ma'ariv service. Now in the middle, after we recite Eicha, once upon a time here in the Shul we learned Eicha, once upon a time, we learned Chumash Megillos, we recite 4/5 kinos at night. We begin the kinos begins at night. Now the kinos, by the way, let's just give a general, you said there are 40 in Ashkenaz. This is Litta. Nusach Ashkenaz has 45 kinos. And all of the new kinos, they're numbered. And you'll tell me, what do you mean? In the art school, it says there are 46. Art school is cheated. They printed Shomroin twice and they gave it a number twice. That's not fair. We say one kina twice. Shomroin. Okay, we say it at night and we say it again by day. The last kina at night is, we'll discuss it in a few moments, is called Shomroin. And the last kina by day is Shomroin. So it's the same kina. So it's not fair to call it 46 when it's repetition. So the truth is, there are only 45 kinos. And there's a question, big debate among the modern day, the gedolim of our generation. Is it proper to add more kinos? So obviously, if you look in the back of the art school kinos, they've given you a collection of many kinos from Gedolei Yisrael who composed kinos for the Churban of Europe, for the Holocaust, the Shoah. And there are some very popular kinos. There's one from Rav Shimon Schwab, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, which is very popular. And there's a kina from the Baba Varebi. And there's another kina that I forgot in the back of the art scroll. They have a collection of kinos. So the question is, should those kinos be said publicly? So just about, I don't know, 90% of the circles of our shuls, we do say them publicly, but in the yeshivas, a lot of them don't. In the yeshivas, they don't add anything new. The kalir, the kinas that we have, were written by the kadmoinim. Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir is one of the biggest mystery men in Judaism. When did he live? Well, before we get to the look, let me just see here. What if we have an Atlantic look at my kinos? I have an article kinos. I'm curious. I don't remember anymore. Who do we have over here? Mincha Shachris, here's Shomroin. Okay. And then Kaddish, Al Kain. Where is the art? Where is the Kedoshim? It's probably at the end. They probably put it at the end. They probably put it at the very end, I imagine. They put it at the very end. Oh, I can't find it now. All right, okay, whatever it is. They're different. There are other kinos that have been added. 386. I have the interlinear. Here is 46 is Shomroin. And then, after Shomroin, where is it over here? No, they don't have it here. Probably at the end of the end, probably the very end of this, at the end, they probably have it.
The art scroll is before Eli Tzvio.
I passed it then. Oh, here it is. Okay, here it is. They have here. Oh, here it is. Okay. Then it's fine. Which one? They have the last kina tzion, it's 44. Elit tzion is 45. Before 45, they insert from the Baba Varebi, here of Shlomo, Zichruna. Then they have over here from Rav Shimon Schwab, that's a very popular one. Hazoicher Maskidav Dor Ukidoshav. And then They have a third one. No, they don't. Okay, in my edition, they only have two. This is controversial. Of Yosha Ber Soloveitchik, one of the most famous things about him for Kinos, everything that comes from him, is he objected very strongly. He held not. He held the Kinos are sacred. They were composed by Kadmoinim, people had Ruach HaKodesh, and it's not for us in our generation to add any more Kinos. All of the tragedies of Jewish history, including the Holocaust, are all in the Kinos. Find it. You want to focus on the Holocaust? It's there. Go to the 45 classic Kinos. There's plenty there that talk directly about the Holocaust. You don't need to compose new Kinos to talk about the Holocaust. It's sacred. It was in Ruach HaKodesh, and all of the Tzaras of Klal Yisrael can be found in the 45 classic Kinos that are recited by the Ashkenazim, at least in our Ashkenazim. Sfaradim have different, the other Minhagim, not the only ones who live in this world, Ashkenazim, the other Minhagim. Now, by the way, from the 45, 21 of them were composed by Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir. Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir wrote many, many piyutim, and he wrote Slichos piyutim, and things that we say are Rosh Hashanah, all the Yotzreis. Much of our liturgy comes from the Yotzreis and the Piyutim. Slichos comes from Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir, and he's certainly no stranger to Tisha B'Av. He composed 21 of the 45 kinos. I always like to talk about the number 45. The number 45 is a very significant number. Why? Many different reasons. Well, one reason is it's the word ma. 45 is ma. There's a lot of comparison between Pesach, and Tisha B'Av. B'tzeisi mimitzrayim, b'tzeisi mirushalayim. Our history began with Yitzias Mitzrayim, and our greatest failure is B'tzeisi mirushalayim, and we're waiting to return once again. The contrast between the beginning and the end, it's not an end, it's just a break point. And the highlight of the Haggadah is when the child says, Ma nishtana halayla hazeh mikol halaylos. Ma, mem hei, ma nishtana. Doesn't say madua, ma. The kinois is also ma. It's ma nishtana halayla hazeh mikol halaylos. Why is this night different than all the other nights? How did we get here? How did we come to this matzav where we have to recite tonight 45 kinos? How did this happen? There are a lot of pirush on the number 40. There's a lot of stuff from 45. I didn't prepare a whole pulpul on 45, but one thing that I did prepare, and that's this year, because this year, part of the avelus that we're going to focus, part of the avelus of Tisha B'Av is what happened this year. I mean, I don't have numbers for you. All I can say is there's a website called Kovod Acharon. This website was made by a person who recognized that people are not coming to be Menachem Avel, and people are not sitting Shiva, and there's a very great loss to people who would otherwise hear words of Nechama, and people who would otherwise give words of Nechama. So he came up with an idea, he made a website, and the website he posted everyone who died. Basically, everyone that was public, anything that was public knowledge. Anything that was public knowledge, certainly, he went and he put up a name, and he also, where he could, he put up a picture. It was a public picture. And people can come on the website and to write words of comfort. Like, in addition to calling someone on the phone, it was very hard, a lot of people, to get a hold of them. You know, they only have one telephone, and you only can talk to one person at a time. You couldn't necessarily get a hold of people. And it's amazing, some people went to this website, and they found the person that they knew, and they wrote incredibly beautiful words of comfort, stories. Not everyone, you know, everyone, yesh v'yesh. And it's remarkable. How many names are there on this website? I counted. How many entries are there on Kovod Acharon? 950. 950 from people, Shomrei Torah u'mitzvos, men and women. Now, one thing is for sure, he didn't get everyone. Okay, he just took locally, New York, with Eretz Yisrael. There's certainly double that. There's no question about it. At least double. So we're dealing over here, 2,000 people, and 950, I can tell you their names. I can rattle them off, their names. And there's got to be at least double. So we're dealing over here, 2,000 people who passed away this year before their time, who would not have died, who died before their time, and even people who died, their time came. What kind of horror was this? This whole situation. So this year Tisha B'Av, there's plenty to be misabel. And Tisha B'Av, and one of the horrors of Tisha B'Av this year, I mean, one of the horrors of this whole year is, what do we have today that resembles the Beis Hamikdash? L'batei kinesios u'batei midrashos, v'ohi lohem l'mikdash me'at. Hashem says that although I'm taking away from you your Beis Hamikdash, I'm going to give you a replica. I'm going to give you a dugma. I'm going to give you a mikdash me'at. L'batei kinesios u'batei midrashos. Where do we have a pasuk in the Torah that tells us about the beauty of the Batei Kinesios and Batei Midrashos? Ma toivu oiholecha Yaakov mishkinoisecha Yisrael. And Chazal Darshin, ma toivu oiholecha oiholecha elu Batei Midrashos. Like it says, v'Yaakov ishtam yoshev oiholim oil of shame Olav Eiver, Matovu Oiholecha, these the Batei Midrashos. Mishkin Oisecha, Mishkan, Elu Batei Kinesios. And how does Bilam describe the beauty of the Mikdash Me'at, the Ohi Lohem Le Mikdash Me'at, with the word Ma? Ma Tovu Oiholecha Yaakov. Tisha B'Av, we're being misabel over the Churban Beis Hamikdash. And this year, we're being misabel over the shuls are shut down. They're all shut down. Even the shuls that are open, it's not the same. The shuls that I go to, they're not the same. It's like stale. All, I go to a lot of shuls. I hang out at a lot of places I should not be hanging out, where they break all the rules. And even in the shuls, they break all the rules. Not the same. It's just not the same. It never recovered. Everything is arranged differently. Tables are all spread out. Take out the chairs. People don't really come so close to each other. Mass, no mass. There's something missing. It's not the same. This year we're misabel on the ma, the mem hei kinois. The Churban Beis Hamikdash are the Memhei Kinois to Memesabel over the Churban that we're dealing with of the Batei Midrashos and the Batei Kinesios, which are described with the word Ma, Ma Toivu Oiholecha Yaakov. All right, that's just a little Adama. I don't want to go spend too much on that. Yep.
Rabbi Levine?
Yeah.
Can I just make a comment? You mentioned Reb Soloveitchik's objection to new Kinos, and I'm not sure when he made that statement, what year it was, but from what I've been reading, particularly from in Rabbi Grinblatt's book, that the Torah world didn't really begin to articulate a reaction to the Holocaust in terms of Hashkafa for a very, very long time.
Absolutely.
In fact, he says that the very first attempt that he knew of was Reb Huttner in 1977 in the Jewish Observer. So, if the Torah world wasn't even coming to terms with what happened in terms of Hashkafa, so they were not ready for any new kinos.
They were paralyzed. They were totally paralyzed. The Holocaust, we can't appreciate this. We have really no understanding of this.
Soloveitchik was not a personal He didn't go through it. He escaped before it.
Well, that.
No, he writes. He did. He did. What are you talking about? He did go through it. He has some graphic descriptions. No, he did go through. He did experience. I don't know the details, but he did experience incredible horror. He did experience. He writes about it. They write in the kinos. They have two books. One from Rav J.J. Schachter. That's really where it all comes from. He wrote up. He was the first. Rav Yosher Ben Soloveitchik, every year in Boston, he gave a whole day shir. He darshan the kinos mashmoides habayker until the night. The whole day. He was the first. People flew in from all over the country to listen to his kinos. He was one of a kind. And they taped it. They didn't tape it. And then years later, Rabbi J.J. Schachter, he took all the tapes and he wrote a book. I have the book at home. I forgot what it's called. It's awesome. He rearranged it. He didn't write it. He did not write it l'fi the Seder HaKinos. He took everything that he said at the Kinos and wrote it in topics. Topics. And it's awesome. Now, about 10 years ago, maybe less, the Korain Publishing, all the big Talmidim of Rav Yosher Ber, they basically took his book, they took Rabbi J.J. Schachter's book, and they did a cut and paste job, and they took all the things, whatever was relevant to each particular kina, they cut and paste it with the kina, and they wrote a new translation, and they wrote all the gematrias, all the letters, that I gave up on that. Rabbi Sai, that I'm telling you now, I gave up. To figure out the Aleph Bay is going forwards, backwards, inside out, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. I don't got that kind of mathematical mind to go through all that type of stuff. That's like really way out stuff. You got to really appreciate the multiple layers of Aleph Bay's backwards and forwards and the simonim. So they did that also. They have three parts. They have three experts. And one expert wrote a new translation. Another expert wrote you the style. The style with the complicated sophistication of each kina, and then they did a cut and paste job from Rabbi J.J. Schachter's book to present all of his thoughts on the kinos, and there he does write in graphic detail some horror stories about it. It seems like he did experience some of the horrors of the Holocaust himself. That's at least I remember. All right, now. With that in mind, 45 kinos, these are sacred. In the kinos are lewd everything, all of the tzaras of Klal Yisrael. We don't do it. The Minhag Olam is the safety. The Minhag Olam is every shul that I know of. Every shul that I know of, they say the for the Holocaust. Push it. The only place they don't is the Chaim Berlin. Chaim Berlin, they don't do. They don't say anything. They just, whatever, traditional. What do they do in other yeshivas? I have no idea. All I know is every place that I go, they do say... They don't follow that approach.
Question, Shaila, if someone came out of a concentration camp, he was released by Americans, does he make a Toiva Amedid?
L'chori, yeah.
So then, could he make a Suda on that day?
You're Mechuyev. Not on Kshuyu. All right, on Tisha B'Av, you don't make it on Tisha. Wait, what? Huh? Make the bracha? No, you only make the bracha once. You only make the bracha. You make a suda soida. You only make the bracha once. You only make the bracha when
Or
sha'asli
nes.
If you go to that location, you make a bracha sha'asli nes b'makom hazeh. If you go to the location, so Rav Meir is asking a very, very good question. Why don't you make a bracha on kinos? You're asking a really good question. Why weren't Chazal misaki to make a bracha? Well, the truth is, there is a bracha, Dayan Ho'emes. Okay, that's the bracha. That's the bracha make on Avelus. But to make with Shemu Malchus, we don't. It's Avelus Yeshana. We don't make it. Okay, so let me just say one more very important prat before we go further. We have to do some kinnis. I don't want to go spend the whole time on the Hakdama. But one more prat that Meir touched upon. This brings out the point of what exactly is Tisha B'Av. When it comes to Pesach, we say in the Haggadah, Chayiv Adam lirois es atzmai ki ilu hu yotza mimitzrayim. A person has an obligation to view himself as if he left Egypt now, this year. The Rambam is even better. Chayiv Adam laharois es atzmai ki ilu hu yotza mimitzrayim. Tisha B'Av, the Gemara says, there are two leniencies in Tisha B'Av. Number one, it's a velus yeshana, it's old news. Number two, it's avelus derabin. Both of those two pratim correspond to the two pratim that we say in the Haggadah. Number one, in the Haggadah, we are reliving the experience. We are reenacting the experience. We're leaving Egypt today. And the release from Egypt is personal. Chayev Adam Lirois es Atzmai Ki'ilu Hu Yatsa Mimitzrayim. Tisha B'Av is Avelus Yeshana. It's not, we're not reliving anything. There's no reliving the Churban. No such thing. Avelus Yeshana. Number two, Tisha B'Av is Avelus Derabim. It's not about the Yochid. It's about the Tzibur. Now, with that in mind, that totally changes the dynamics of Tisha B'Av. Your question, why don't we make a Shachiyanu? Make a Shachiyanu, right? Shachiyanu. We made it to this day. It's a Moed. It's a Moed. Yeah, it's a Moed, but it's not. We're not reliving the experience. The Moadim, when we make a bracha Shachiyanu on the Moadim, we relive the experience. We're reliving Yitzias Mitzrayim in many dimensions. The Mon, Anani HaKavod, the Matzah, we're reliving the experience. It may very well be that Tisha B'Av is a Moed, but it's not a Moed in the sense of reliving. It's Avelus Yeshana. It's a Tzara Derabim. There's no Yochid. It's not a personal thing. It's for the Klal Yisrael, and it's old news. There's no reliving. Therefore, it affects halacha. There's no bracha. There's no shachiyanu. It's a reflection. There is an obligation to recite. In the Kina Chav Beis, there's a very powerful line there that says you're supposed to say a misbeit chodosh. Okay? In the Kina of the First Crusade, it says that you're supposed to recite on Tisha B'Av. Maybe I'm making a mistake. We're going to have to find it. A misbeit chodosh. It's a very unique blend, Tisha B'Av. Mitzad Echad, it's old. There's no liris es atzmai. It's old news. Yet, even though it's old, you have an obligation to mechadesh a misbeit chodosh, a new elegy. So you'll ask, well, why don't we say kinnis for the Holocaust? That's one those who hold all you do. They're nechanami, you do. We do say the Holocaust. Those who don't make nu, they say we're not eligible to compose things. We have to rely upon what our predecessors wrote for us. But that's an important point to keep in mind. What is Tisha B'Av? It's old, but we're looking to bring out new points. All right, let's discuss the keynotes of the night. Let's at least get to the night. We have a few minutes left. We have just to run through some simple ideas. At night, we begin with the first kina. It's a very strange kina. It's a very strange kina, and it's not so clear how it evolved. It's basically, we are repeating the last perek of Eich. Eich has five perakim. And the last perek, it's a very interesting perek. It's very short psukim. The psukim are very short. Zuchor Hashem mehoyolane. What do we do in the first kina? Nothing. I mean, nothing. It does make, there are shinuim which are major shinuim which requires understanding, which I don't have the answer to, is you repeat the last parak. Zechor Hashem mehoyolanu. And what do? In the middle of the pasuk, you say, oy. And then you say, habita, you say the second part, the next pasuk. Zechor, the second half of the pasuk. Habita ure'e escher posenu. That's the second half of the pasuk. Oy mehoyolanu. And then you say nachaloseinu nefcha lizarim. That's the second pasuk. Oy. And then you read the end of the pasuk. Bateinu linachrim. Oy mehoyolanu. There's not much chiddush here. You know, you're not going to get a PhD. You're not going to get the Nobel Prize or Pulitzer Prize for writing this over here when you didn't really say anything new. You just basically chopped up the psukim and inserted the word oy and oy mehoyolanu. So what's the purpose of saying this? What's the purpose of saying this when you just read You just read time is precious. You might as well say there's so many piyutim. I mean, we say 45. You want to go collect piyutim? And go give thousands to go collect them from the Rishonim. Who knows how many piyutim you can find, you can dig up. So what are we doing over here? You're taking over here the last parak of Eicha, and you're repeating it. And then at the end, the end you mamash, you don't even say oi. The very end, you just say the psukim without even saying oi. You just say the pasuk the way it is. Atohu, the last four psukim. Atohu liolam teishev kisachal dar v'dar. Lam lenetzach tishkocheinu l'tazveinu l'arach. This is Eicha. You're saying the last... The other thing that's peculiar about this is that in the middle, you start making some deviations. You start playing games. And you get, let's say, when you get to the, you get to the middle of this kina, the first kina, let's say when you get to imoisenu, imoisenu mikoninois, you get to yisoimim hayinu ve'enav. That's what it says in the pasuk. Oi. But here, all of a sudden, for the second half of the pasuk, you don't say the pasuk. You give a commentary on the pasuk. The pasuk really says in Parakeh, that pasuk says Yisaimim. Which pasuk? This pasuk Gimel Yisaimim Hayinu Ve'Ein Of Oy. So you would expect to conclude Imoisenu Kealmanois Oy. Mehoyolanu. But the Python doesn't do that. Instead of concluding what we'd expect, Imoisenu ka'almanois, he concludes Imoisenu, our mothers, mekoininois bechoidesh of. He changed. Our mothers are mekoininois in the month of Av, instead of saying Imoisenu are almanois. Why did he do that? And then go further. Every so often, he makes changes. I don't know the answer.
And of from the previous line.
But that's the pasuk, right? But we're reading the pasuk. We're reading. Why is he deviating from the right? In a chnam, that's being poetic. But the first three pesukim, he did not deviate. He read the pasuk. He broke up the entire pasuk. He preserved it in its entirety. And the only thing he did was he inserted a word in the middle, and at the end he had the refrain of Oymeh Hayolanu. When he comes to this pasuk, he doesn't do that. He gets poetic license. He does not preserve the pasuk in its entirety. He begins the pasuk in the beginning. Yisaimim Hayinu Ve'enav. Oy. We would expect him now to say Imoisenu Ke'almanois, and he doesn't. Instead, he has his own expression, Imoisenu mikoininois bechoidesh av. Of course, poetic to av, but he changed. Why did he change? I don't know. Maybe he did
the
work.
To repeat Eicha.
Oh, but he is. So what's the purpose? He's doing it. He is repeating it. There's not much novel that's here. Most, 95% of this kin is word for word. The last four psukim are straight with nothing. Everything else begins with the pasuk at least, and most of them end with the pasuk. So a few changes here and there. What is that all about? A couple of lines he changed here and there. Why? Because the word almanois was taboo. That's why. Because if we can read it in Eicha, you don't want to go say imosenu. You don't want to say tizach pel satan imosenu ke almanois. You don't want to say that. So you want to say mikonis b'choy deshav. Is that what it's about? I don't know the answer. It's a big mystery. It's a very big mystery how this whole kina evolved. Because in some of the old sefarim that record kinais, they tell you they don't have a kina. When kinais was over, when the eicha was over, the instructions were, everyone now repeat the last parak. Repeat the parak, hey. That's what it said. That's what it said in the books. Repeat parak, hey. That's what it said in the books. We don't do that. We've made this into an authentic kina. Give it a number. And it's not the same, obviously, because it says here the word oi, and it says oi mehoilanu, and we break it off. Okay, I don't know more. I don't know. I can go darsh and all these things. Let's leave it with that. First kina evolved. Originally, the tzibur was instructed after Eichot to repeat perek hey, to participate in the reading of the Eichot. Now, over time, it evolved where we've taken the first psukim, we broke them up into two parts. How do I do that? Kol psuka leposak Moshe anan loy paskinan. This is a halachic challenge to this kina. How are you even allowed to say this kina? If someone would write this kina today, I guarantee you it would be shut down as a violation of halacha. Guarantee you. Someone today would compose a kina, right? This kina. Oh, let's also say this kina on Tisha B'Av. They would say, no, it is halachically forbidden to say this kina. Because you've taken psukim and you broke them into two parts, called psuka deleposak Moshe anan le paskinan. This goes against the whole theme. This is osur. Put him in cherim, arois from the base medrash. And yet, it's part of the kinois. It's good, quiet. It got in. It was grandfathered in. How did that happen? How there's a halachic challenge to understand the legitimacy of doing what we do here in this kina. There's something going on here which is a mystery. All the kinos are mysteries. All the kinos are frustrating. Okay, next. Then we come to kina base.
I want to ask a question. Maybe the Chazan used to say that part of the pasuk, and the Kahal used
finished
to
it off. They right. Some say that. Right. I saw that.
Maybe.
I saw that somewhere. You might. Yeah. They would. They divided. They would. The Chazan would say the first half of the pasuk, and then the Tzibu would answer the second half. But that's also a little bit strange. Bringing up sukkim.
Baruch atah Hashem, everybody says Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy. It doesn't say that.
You're saying that Tzibur said Oy. You're saying that the Chazan said the entire pasuk, and that when the you're suggesting is that the Tzibur would say Zuchor Hashem Mehoyolanu, and the Tzibur would respond Oy, and then the Shliach Tzibur would continue Habitu Re'ei Escher Paseinu, and then the Tzibur would respond Oy Mehoyolanu. So the Shliach Tzibur is always saying the entire pasuk in its entirety, so there's no violation.
Right.
Could very well be. Enoch and Ami. A lot of the kinos evolved. There is like a certain kinos, it says numbers. We've been in Golis more than 900 years. We've been in Golis for almost 2,000 years. What's 900 years? So someone has said that when the Kalir, when he wrote that kina, it was 900 years. So we put the number 900 years. But now that it's 2,000, almost 2,000, it's 1,950 years. So now we should update the kina to reflect, because that's what the Kalir wanted. Okay, you're right. There are a lot of mysteries. A lot of the kinos are filled with riddles, mysteries, and also the kinos clearly are drawing on Mamori Chazal Midrashim that are lost from us today. There are certain kinos that say things, and there's no source for this. You cannot find you cannot find any Chazal that says this. So where then did the Paitan get this from? Where did the Kalir get this from? It has to be that he had access to Midrashim that we don't have, that are lost in Golos. And we know that as a fact, that a lot of things have been lost from us. Like one of the most bizarre things in the Kina is the Kina with Yirmiyah, when Yirmiyah goes to ask to be Mespalel, and he comes there to the Imohis, Sara, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, and Bila and Zilpah. When do you ever find anything about Bila and Zilpah? Bila and Zilpah are the most anonymous people in the world. You never hear a word about them, not a peep. You know what it's about Bila and Zilpah? Who ever heard of them? You ever find them doing anything in the Torah? You ever know of a Medrash? You know of a Rashi? Do they have a personality? What are they? No, zero. Nothing. There's one place you learn about Bila and Zilpah. In the Kina, the Kinos, it says Bila and Zilpah, they were clapping their chests. They were going back and forth in their chests, screaming in tsar, seeing what's happening to their children. Wow, they have emotion. They're real people. I thought they were robots. I didn't know, because the Torah doesn't say a word about them. It doesn't say one word about them. What does it say in the Kina? Let me show you that Kina. Bila and Zilpah. Okay, here it is. Kina. No, I hear Chafes, Chafzayim, where is it? Here it is, I got it. It's a Kina Chaf Vav. Kina Chaf Vav. Rochel Achoysa Mivako Al Boneha. That's the classic. Rochel Mivako Al Boneha, Kevin Rochel. Vizilpa. Doesn't say it was Bila. Vizil, oh yeah. Vizilpa Mako Fondeha. She's slapping her face. Bila mikoinenes b'shte yodeha. Kina chavav. Rochel achoysa mivako alboneha. Vizilpa mako bifoneha. Bila mikoinenes b'shte yodeha. And before that it says, koil b'chi leya, the sound of leya, misayfefes al livavera, as she beats upon her heart. Now, by the way, the Olam always, they say this king, they say, oh, this is the Chazal that say, Rochel Mavak Al Boneha. It's not true. In this kina, it says, all of the Imohos saved us. Everyone who dies in this kina, I've heard so many times, who dies in this kina, what happens? Hashem says to Yirmiah, well, the woman that was dressed in black, she says to Yirmiah, go to the Kvarim in Davin. So Yirmiah goes to Avraham. Avram says, sorry. Goes to Yitzchak, sorry. Yaakov, sorry, can help you. Goes to Moshe of Aaron, sorry, can help you. Aaron, nothing I can do for you, too bad. Go to Golis, what can I do for you? And then he goes, so what does the Olam say? They don't even read what it says. They just say, Yirmiah goes to Rochel, Kever Rochel, the Rochel Mevakel Boneha, I gave the simonim. It's a very nice medrash, but it's not what it says in the Kina. In the Kina, it says, the one who saved us when the day was over was Leah, Rachel, Bila, and Zilpah. Not Sarah, and not Rivka. That's what it says. It says here, the saviors were these four. Not Rachel. Doesn't say like, the oil was Rachel, Vakal, Bonecha. Yeah, that's right. It's true. It is true. But she wasn't the only one in this particular kina who saved the day. In this kina, when Yirmiah went to Mimispalol, it says, Leah, Rachel, Zilpah, Bila. And Hashem says, okay, Shuvu Snimim Limnu Chaschem. You're going to go back home. Wow. Where did the Kalir get this? No one knows. This is a mystery. This is a mystery. Where did he get this from? It must be either he had a Mesoira, a tradition, and dates all the way back, or he had access to Midrashim, which have been lost from us. Kinois Yikines Genikashis. They're in a world by themselves. They're very mysterious, very cryptic. There are things that are hidden here. The secrets of the world are hidden here in the Kinois. Okay, let's do another kina very quickly before we're out of time. Oh no, it's 12:01. Let me just do one more kina very quickly. Just summarize one more kina. We don't do this kina. Kina Beis. What's kina Beis? Only Mitzvah Shabbos. You only say kina Beis Mitzvah Shabbos because it dwells upon the theme of Vihi Noyam. Mitzvah Shabbos, we say Vihi Noyam Hashem Elokeinu Leinu Masa Yodeinu Kon Leinu Masa Yodeinu Koneu. Because why do we say Vihi Noyam? We mevakeish Barucha. We should be successful making money. Paranasa. Amcha Yisrael Tshichin Parnasa. So every Mitzvah Shabbos we say Vihi Noyam. But not when Tisha B'Av falls out on Mitzvah Shabbos. Not. Then we don't say Vihi Noyam. And here we miss Abel over not saying Vihi Noyam. And that's the theme. And one very, very important thing about this Kina. This Kina is the only other Kina that makes mention of the Ben Ubas of Rebbe Yishmael. One of the favorite kinois, or favorite, one of the most horrifying kinois. It really is the most horrifying kina. Yirmiah commented on two kinois. He commented on Yoshiyahu, and he commented on the Ben Ubas of Rebbe Yishmael. Those are the only two kinois that Yirmiyahu spoke about personally. He got personal. The Ben Ubas, Rabbi Shmuel, and Yoshio's death. And here is the only other place in all the kinas where we give honorable mention to the Ben Ubas Rabbi Shmuel. Eich, how could it be? Mipi, Ben Ubas, the son and the daughter, Hagois Kinois Rabas. Hagois means was expressed an abundance of kinois. Tamur, in exchange for Shirim v'chedvas, songs and joy. The theme of that kina of Yerk was it was time for them to get married. It was the age of their life, and they complain, I'm now at the age of my life where I should get married. I'm going to marry a slave. Bas Yocheved, I'm going to marry a slave. Ben Rabbi Shom, I'm going to marry a Shifcha. There should have been for them a tekufa in their life of Shirim and Chedvas. And instead, they were taken as captives, and their masters tried to marry them off to each other, thinking each one is a slave. We mentioned that when? Mitzvah Shabbos. Very interesting. Mitzvah Shabbos. Eich mipi ben ubas hagois kinois rabas. Why would we mention the ben ubas of Rabbi Yishmael on Mitzvah Shabbos? I don't know an answer. I really don't know an answer. It's very interesting. Is why did he start this kina? Why was this kina started? I don't have an answer. With the ben, which focuses on Vihi Noyam, and how the whole, everything turned into a churban, bedafka with the ben ubas of Rabbi Yishmael. All right, tomorrow, Mirza Hashem, we're going to pick it up with kina gimel, but we're going to accelerate in speed. We're just going to touch upon some key points. Because it's just impossible. It's not shaykh to go through all the kinos. It's impossible. And I don't know too much anyway myself. So what am I going to make believe I know something? I don't know anything anyway. So just to touch upon a few points that I can collect to talk about kinos. We'll pick it up Yisham tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Shalom. Stay cool. It's excruciatingly hot. Sakana to go outside. Be careful. Shalom. We have here Mark. Mark says hello. Mark is here. And Aaron.
I say hello.
Let's see, Mark.
Hi. How you doing, Mark?
He looks like he's 10 miles
He's away. He's all masked up. He's all masked up. Masked up.
Okay.
Good
day, everybody.
Have a good and be well, everyone.
Tonight is Kinnis, right?
You hear what? Tonight? What? What?
Tonight.
Chumash. If I make it. I hope to make it.
Did you see this little booklet by Hilda Shabbos by Belsky?
Oh, you saw that? Where did you get that from?
Yeah. So who's this
FJJ,
guy over?
FJJ.
Who's Valberg?
He sponsored it.
Yeah, but really, the pamphlet.
I didn't see any pamphlet. I didn't get any pamphlet.
Don't bother.
What?
I looked at it. It's nothing.
I didn't see anything.
FJJ
had a listing. If you want, I'll bring it to you.
Don't worry about it.
He published the person
who sponsored
what?
The book. This for I didn't see this pill. I just know about it. That this person Leibowitz who writes the halachically speaking.
Yeah, I know Leibowitz. I'm not asking about Leibowitz.
So Leibowitz is coming out. He's coming out in a few weeks. This is what I was told. He's coming out in a few weeks with a new volume, Rabbi Belsky on Hilchos Shabbos. All of the laws, all of the unique chidushim of Rabbi Belsky on Hilchos Shabbos. In the meantime, he put out a pre-publication kuntres as a promotion. The person who sponsored the book that will be coming out in a couple of weeks is a fellow by the name of Simcha Ezra Valberg. Simcha Ezra Valberg was very close to my father. When he had his first child, he named his child after my father. My father's name was Aaron. Aaron. He named him Aaron after my father, and Elio because he liked the name Elio. So this book that he dedicated in honor of his son. His son is 5-6 years old. That his son should be, he dedicated this, that it should be a zuchus, that his son should grow in Torah near Shemayim. He dedicated, instead of dedicating for the dead, he dedicated in honor of the living. And that's why there, I didn't see it. I didn't see the kuntres, but that's why there. Can you show me, take a picture of the dedication? Can I see what it looks like? Dedication? Mayor, can you do that for me?
I hear some of it. You chop up a little bit. Okay, so I'll give you the booklet. You'll see it.
You have the booklet?
Is he the same Paul? Have a good day. Who was the guy who sponsored the your thing on the Reisher of, the first chapter?
He also, same person. Same person. That, well, what book? What book?
Huh?
What are you talking about? That Kuntres and the Reisharov, the biography?
Yeah.
Same person.
Yeah.
The same person.
Same Valberg?
Same Valberg. You know who he is. He davens by Posner. He davens by Posner.
I can't hear you.
He davens by Posner.
Yeah, you told me. I met him once. Uh-huh.
Right.
That's the goal with them.
Yeah, Rabbi Levine.
Yes.
Oxgrow is not the only one that has kids of 6 million, but before Oxgrow, I have your kid from England by Rabbi Abraham Rosenfeld. And he
that's the famous.
Yeah, he has.
Yes, yes.
For 6 million. Also for the York massacres, additional ones.
Oh, he has his own nusach for the Holocaust by Rosenfeld?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they have one for the
You want to take a photograph of
it? I have it at home. I have that book at home.
Oh, okay.
I have it, yeah.
They also have for York, for the martyrs
yes,
of York.
I just had that mail. Yeah,
this was reprinted, I think, by OZ or KJ, reprinted it with a translation that they printed in a little hardcover for Tisha B'Av.
Yeah, that's what I have.